Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
A brand new week and a brand new program. Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, don't grow weary in well-doing. That's why I really encourage you to learn Scripture, because it really keeps you going day after day, even when it seems like the roof is caving in. Oh, so don't grow weary at doing good, for at the proper time, you will reap a harvest if you don't give up. Galatians 6:9. That was a beautiful scripture that a lady at a church, John and I did a banquet for a lady, a lady had called us to sing for their harvest festival, and it was in Boulder. And this was the verse of scripture. They had scriptures for everybody at the plate. And it was so beautiful because I really memorized that one. John and I had, believe it or not, we went from church to church. Boy, this church fired us. I think they were jealous of John's wonderful love and the people who loved him. I mean, oh, they just loved him. And he gathered around so many friends. And we went to another church. Oh, praise God. Those things happen, and I can actually laugh. You heard me laugh. I can actually laugh now. But, oh, that scripture, do not grow weary in doing good. Oh, praise the Lord, for at the proper time, you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. And, oh, what a harvest he gives us, friend. It's just wonderful. Let's do our Monday Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. You are blessed to dispense. You are blessed to give into the kingdom of God. Don't hold on to that money. Give cheerfully into that kingdom of God, and then God in return will multiply it back to you, shaken down, running over. Oh, it's wonderful. So in him you live and move and have your being. Remember that you are blessed to dispense. And I do have teal cover power packs. I really encourage them for Christmas, but now Holy Spirit has told me to begin to talk about them now, because at Thanksgiving time, you may want to place a power pack at each place setting, as many as you will have at your table. I know I've had up to 15 or 20 at Thanksgiving, and so you may want to do that. This year, I don't have that many. And so you might want to just call after the program at 1-877-917-7256 and ask for a power pack, and I will give you an acrylic-bound power pack, and I pay for everything. I pay for the mailing. And here's an example of what is said on card number 20. And the first part of the power pack is for challenges in your life. When it's hopeless, when you're sick, when you have had difficulty with finances. And in card 29, it says, authority and dominion in love, God's love for me. And this affirmation I say out loud, I push away any fear of rejection and isolation. I have a covenant Father who covers me with unconditional love because he first loved me. And you'll find that in 1 John 4. And then confessions you say out loud. Jeremiah 31:3, we've just covered that. Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn you. And it goes on to say in, I'm flipping a card. In John 15:16, you did not choose me, capital M, but I chose you, and I have ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. These are wonderful scriptures for you. And then card 35, authority and dominion in love, love and respect for others. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Psalm 133, verse 1. That's just a sampling of what's in this beautiful little book. And Darren is the one, he's the original. He's the one that came to me one day and said, Barbara, I had scripture packs when I was on Darren's coffee shop. And he said, now I want to have one for Darren Live. And so we have made them for you. They're beautiful little gifts, and you can have them at each place setting at Thanksgiving. I think they will really enjoy taking those home, each person that comes to your house. And remember, it's free. It's, how can you beat that? From the ACLJ, American Center for Law and Justice, the deep state's cover-up is finally crumbling. Backed by leading U.S. senators, the ACLJ is spearheading a historical effort to restore justice in America. We knew former special counsel Jack Smith was abusing his power to wage lawfare against President Trump. We knew he secretly seized senators' phone records, yes. But what we just discovered changes everything. The creation of a dragnet by the Biden Department of Justice and Jack Smith, targeting more than 430 conservative groups and leaders, including Turning Point USA, with 197 subpoenas. They love to hand out subpoenas, these left-wing mongrels. Jack Smith got greedy, twisting the Constitution and weaponizing the government against conservatives. I'll tell you what, someday, and it looks like it's sooner than later, someday Jack Smith will reap what he sowed. It comes around. What goes around comes around, friend. So be a person of love and compassion. Jack Smith's Arctic Frost probe is something you'd expect in a banana republic like Maduro's Venezuela. If our constitutional republic is to survive, we must take action. Today, we are filing a major Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request on behalf of Senators Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz, Marsha Blackburn, Cynthia Loomis, Bill Hagerty, Tommy Tuberville, and our ACLJ members. We're ready to go to court to get accountability. Boy, you talk about me shaking in my boots. If I had to stand before the Supreme Court, oh my goodness. Oh, this shocking violation of the Constitution. And they need you. So have your tax-deductible gift doubled today. That was last week as well. And several, I just heard today that several Democrats have agreed on a temporary reopening of SNAP benefits and siding with the Republicans. That dam is giving away, friends. It's giving way. So thank you for your prayers. And just speaking against all the unconstitutional things that are going on. Our memory verse for this week, boy, it's hard to choose one now that we're in parts of I'm through Jeremiah and into Lamentations, which, well, Lamentations is a pretty tough book, but there's so many scriptures from John. I have decided on John 6, verse 45. I've never had this one before, and it is new to memorize for me, too. In the New American Standard, John 6, verse 45 is, it is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. This was in the Old Testament, and Jesus has brought it into the New Testament now. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. It's almost exactly like John 14, verse 6 says, there's only one way to heaven, only one way to the Father. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. This is almost word for word like that, and the implication is that. In the Message translation, John 6, verse 45 says, this is what the prophets meant when they wrote, and then they will all be personally taught by God. That's us. Anyone who has spent any time at all listening to the Father, really listening, and therefore learning, comes to me to be taught personally, to see it with his own eyes, hear it with his own ears from me, since I have it firsthand from the Father. And that's exactly what Jesus had, from the Father firsthand. What he taught in the New Testament, we need to take to heart. Absolutely. And ask Holy Spirit to help us to memorize. I am so grateful Darren told me to memorize, because I found it difficult when I was married to John. And then when we were on the radio, Darren says, that's a scripture you need to know. You need to memorize that. Pretty soon, you need to memorize that. He was on me. You need to memorize that. Oh, so I memorized it, and I'm still memorizing as I'm going to memorize John 6, verse 45. I just sent out receipts from last month's giving, and I have a special request for all of you precious people that have given to Call to Freedom. And those who are giving online, if you'd like a hard copy, a paper copy of the receipt, you can email me at barbara@freedomstreet.org and ask for that, and I will send it to you. When you receive the receipt, I've never asked you to do this before, but it's so important. When you receive the receipt, tear off the perforated part of the giving and keep that for tax purposes. And the body of the receipt, frame, I know, if you say, frame it, Barbara, yes, you find a frame. Or you can make your own frame. Some of you are really talented to take some ribbon or anything that you can find and put it around that little paper, and you're going to make it framed. Tear it off. And frame it, make your own frame, and put it where you see it daily. And this explains the character of God in the receipt. Number one, he's a faithful God. Deuteronomy 7, verse 9 says, know and understand that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps his covenant to 1,000 generations. Kimberly was just talking about that last week. And number two, he's a loving God. Jeremiah 31:3 tells us, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you close to me. Number three, he is our deliverer in tough times. Oh, he was with Jeremiah. He was with Isaiah. He was with Ezekiel. He was with Daniel. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, the Lord is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That's Psalm 46, 1. And the Lord is our healer in times of sickness. He's Jehovah Rapha. Isaiah 53, verse 5 says, surely our sicknesses he carried in his body on the cross. We are so thankful for you. The receipt goes on, as you exemplify a generous heart in your giving to Call to Freedom and Home of Refuge. May you experience God's overflowing blessing during these days of celebration, and may the light of the season flood your soul. I hope that you keep that receipt and you really go over it every day until you know that God is a faithful God. He's a loving God. He's a deliverer, and he's our healer. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's so good. Well, the Lord woke me up early today. He's been doing that a lot, and I don't mind that at all. Mm-mm, nope, I don't. And I keep a notebook right on the nightstand, right beside my bed. I learned that from Bill Gaither when we went to do our Rejoice album, which Rachel is going to play here a little bit later. We looked in the business office. We were going on a little break from the studio, and there was a man sitting in the back of the business office, and it was dark. And so we just peered into it, how you look into a business with windows. And we looked in, and he got up, and it was Bill Gaither. I was so shocked. And so we talked for a few minutes, and I said, oh, you and Gloria have written so many glorious songs, and John and I are recording some of those songs. How do you do that? And he says, well, I keep a notebook at my nightstand every night, because I don't know when God gives me the wonderful revelation that he does. So I've learned that from a wonderful person, a person who has really benefited from doing that every night. Well, the Lord awoke me up early today, and Holy Spirit started talking to me about what I'd been dreaming about in the night. This is unusual for me, because I don't put much weight in dreams. No, I don't. And I'm usually in my dream, I'm running from something I don't want to remember, or doing something that I forget when I awaken. And I'm glad I don't remember. So this dream was different. God had given me a directive for you and me. He told me that we were going to be courageous. I was in a room with people, and he says, you are going to be courageous. You are going to be on a team that is courageous in these last days. And you can call yourselves Team Courageous. I thought, oh, that's beautiful. Team Courageous. I think it's kind of like the America, what is that? The Avengers, Captain America, and how they had people that were part of their organization. And when you were young, didn't you join a club when you were in grade school or junior high? I was part of several clubs in grade school, and in junior high it was all girl because, you know, you didn't want to mess with the boys. But I remember some boys, they were in a club where you had to have a password in order to get into the clubhouse. So if you didn't take part in having these clubs when you were a child, you missed it. It was so fun. Well, this is Team Courageous. And don't call it dumb or stupid. Remember, Holy Spirit told me this. Now, it's really different for me, but I got my notebook and began writing down what he was telling me. And number one, he told me, all Team Courageous members come against doubt, fear, and unbelief. This verse of scripture Kenneth E. Hagin spoke every day when he was dying, when he was a teenager. And from that scripture came Rhema Bible College, this scripture that I'm going to read to you, who have sent millions of students and young people into the world and middle-aged people. And that is Mark 11, 22 through 24. Have God-like faith. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, and I perceive that that mountain is doubt, fear, and unbelief. Those are the biggies in our lives. Doubt, fear, and unbelief, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says is going to happen, it shall be granted him. Now, that's generally speaking to the public. Then Jesus gets really personal in Mark 11, 24. Therefore, I say to you, he's pointing his finger right at the disciples, and I'm pointing my finger through this microphone right at you personally. All things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, that you've already received them in Jesus' name, and they shall be granted you. Well, he told me, walk in the light of the goodness of God that he has shown you and ask questions. Team Courageous members are curious and want to investigate before they take anything as gospel, because all of that is all that's being preached out there is not gospel, all right? That's number one. You get rid of the doubt and fear and unbelief. So good. So good. This is really just bringing it down to the foundation, to the cornerstone. Number two, Holy Spirit told me this kind goes along with coming against doubt. And it's very personal. It's self-doubt. You don't look outside yourself. You have doubted some of your decisions and doubted your ability to complete a job or find it hard to live up to someone else's expectations of you. I've been through all of that. And it comes down to looking introspectively and saying, I was dumb. I made the most horrible decision. No, in God, we never make horrible decisions. He just does all things. He brings all things around for the good, for your good. And you don't belong to any of these things that people have said about you. You don't belong to them. I love what a man gave Darren one day on a business card. And on the back of the business card, it says, it's none of my business what you think of me. Oh, I love that, because you belong to God. And friend, in him you live and move and have your being. So you don't doubt your decisions, you don't doubt your ability to complete a job, and you don't find it hard to live up to someone else's expectation of you because you aren't looking at them for approval. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to quote Mark 11, 22 and 24 through 24 again for your benefit. And it is, have God-like faith. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, and doubt, fear, and unbelief are mountains in our lives, obstacles, they take us off course, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it shall be granted him. That's what Jesus is saying here. Therefore I say to you who are listening today, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they shall be granted you. Oh, Oh, praise God. And so, again, I'm saying to you, Isaiah 60, verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. You are God's glory on this earth, my friend, and you must be representative of his love and compassion, and yes, that word, patience. You are fighting evil in your heavenly armor, and that evil includes ungodly things that you have thought about yourself. Yep, that's a biggie. The devil is always trying to tear you down, and we can't allow that. And as a team courageous member, I ought to get some little certificates and send them out to you. Or maybe I can do that online. As you go online to barbara@freedomstreet.org or go online, I'll have to get some certificates. You are a team courageous member. You are fighting evil, and much of the evil you must put down is going through your head. So you need to condemn that. We must cancel, delete everything that comes through our head that is negative in Jesus' name. Oh, this is so good. So self-doubt, gone. Number three, when someone says they have a need, team courageous members pray right then on the spot. One of the members of our Thursday night Bible study practices this very, very much. It can be in line at the post office or in a public place, and she says, may I pray for you? And there she says a simple prayer. You know, you don't have to make a big deal out of it. You lay your hands on them and say a simple prayer for healing and deliverance. And she has seen so many wonderful results. Darren did this so many times in restaurants. I can't begin to count them. But many servers came to know Jesus because of the instant on-the-scene prayers. So don't be afraid of what other people think. You belong to Jesus. He's the one who counts. Remember, it's none of my business what you think of me. Praise the Lord. If someone texts you a need or a situation that they're anxious about, you text back a prayer. Not what your opinion is, but a prayer. Yes, a prayer. You don't simply say, well, I'll be praying for you. Oh, no, that's not a team courageous member. You have a new vitality to seeing prayers answered. You are a child of the Most High God. You are a child of the King. Here's John and me.
Celebrate his mighty love and majesty. Things that the Lord has prepared are good, won't you taste and see? Our Lord Jehovah is the King of kings and evermore shall be. Lift your head up high and rejoice, you're a child of the King. Little children, rejoice,
little children, rejoice,
you're a child of the King. Rejoice,
rejoice,
you're a child of the King. Yes, rejoice,
rejoice,
rejoice, you're a child of the King. Lift your head up high and rejoice, you're a child of the King.
Little children, rejoice,
little children, rejoice,
you're a child of the King.
With Jesus, my
needs all the wealth of this old world in his hand. Of rubies and diamonds, of silver and gold, his coffers are all full. He has riches untold, and I'm a child.
Remember that as you join this team courageous with me. And number four, I'm going to repeat these tomorrow on the show, but go and listen on freedomstreet.org this afternoon. I'll have it up on the website after 2:30 here. Number four is a team courageous member. You go the extra mile to bring an answer to those who have a need. You give them hope that they are not alone, but have someone who is thinking and praying for them. As Jesus said in John 14, verse 27, "My peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." What a beautiful and assuring promise from God himself. Tomorrow we're going to talk more and more about the people that have gone through struggles and have come out victorious. Remember that you are a child of the King. And remember, I have a power pack for you if you go on Barbara Carmack at Freedom Street or Barbara@freedomstreet.org. And if you call me at 1-877-917-7256. God bless you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Our partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.